till the day when that thought and imagining unfolds its wings and pinions without any veil.
So you see, he's not sitting in a correctional office to tell you what's wrong with you. He said, this is what's wrong, and wait. Wait for that imagination to open the wings. Then suddenly, you will be surprised to find yourself someone else, completely different. Yes? This is the hope.
You will see that the mountains have become soft like wool. This earth of hot and cold have become nothing. You will see neither the sky, the stars, nor existence. Only God, the one, the living, the loving. Here is a tale, true or false, to illustrate truth.
Are you listening? He arrived at one and said, this is it. You could be an animal. You are a body. You need the essence. Yes, form and essence are together. Blah, 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 blah. And then he said, but wait. Because I know what will happen. Wait until that magical moment. Suddenly that imagination will open the wing and you will see that everything is different. The universe is different. The difficulties, everything is the opposite. Inshallah, I'll remember one day to talk about this. Opposite to looking in the old story. Anyhow, he said, when that thought will open, when your consciousness starts to come, the sun will rise, then you will see none of these existence. There is only one thing to see. So that's the God, which is one, and which is alive, and remembers all the promise, so he's very kind. You put them all together in a way that if you want to go through that, those religious stories, yes, he explained God. What we know, what is he talking about? That half, that just stuff. Today we labeled it. What was that? What was God? We forgot. What is the essence of God? Self-consciousness. So if you are careful in that moment of enlightenment, you think about consciousness only, nothing else, because you are here. You are not here to understand this universe first. That's the role of the animal. You are here to understand yourself, understand this complexity in you, to question, why do I have this march? Why am I living in so many different dimensions? How come that my intelligence is sharp and works perfectly and he tells me to do something, but there is something in me which is prohibiting me and saying, this is not fair. What is the feeling of fairness? What is being fair? It doesn't exist in this universe, does it? In physical existence, there is no fairness. It's in my consciousness. It's in us, here. So that's the part you should look at. Yes? Beginning of the... Another story. Another story is going to be like this. Rumi starts, inshallah next week we'll see. Rumi starts to bring in another example. Again, another slave. But this one is the lovely one, is the good one. Therefore, there is this king who has one slave. And he chooses this slave. He pays him a very good salary. Well, it's in the story, you know, that you don't pay your slave. Suddenly, you see, he pays the salary to this slave 40 times that all these prime ministers and ministers. Why? You're not supposed to. This is the story. But you will explain why. Because this slave was like this, was like this, was like this. He will bring in a lot of good stuff about this slave. And inshallah, you remember what the slave is, he's talking about. The chosen one, which is always good and blah, blah. That's the essence, right? It's over there. Then he want to show you how this slave works, right? Because this is potentiality in you, and you have to activate it, bring it up. How? As usual. There is a barrier stopping it. First, do about that. Do you remember we started with intelligence? There is a flaw in it. That illusion of separation, correct that. When he started to the feeling, he said, oh, don't look around. It's here. Correct this, then you will see it. Here, there is this slave, he's chosen. And it's well respected. What is the problem? The problem is not in this slave. The problem is in other vizier and amir. Do you remember the amir I was talking about today? Which the soul is, and these are the amirs. All these amirs, they envy that fellow. They want to help that fellow. And later we know that he will bring the story of Ayaz and his habit and all that. That comes later. Here, as if we don't have that story, he will build up this, that, this was it. This was the slave, like this, like this, like this. And meanwhile, he will explain to us that self-consciousness, how should it work, where is it, how to find it, and blah, 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 blah. Then, arriving to the explanation of the situation in each of us. We have that part, which is the favorite one, but the other one doesn't let it. Because first of all, did I tell you how much I like this? And this is the only thing my father left for me. So there is a very special feeling for this. If you tell me to give it to someone else, should I accept? It's stupid! I love it! It's mine! Who is the other one? There are two in me. And I talked about the second one. I brought even an example, if I remember, that was this class. I said, there is someone in you who doesn't give a damn about you. There is somebody in you who likes we. Do you remember his name?
Consciousness.
Consciousness is a part of me who doesn't vote for me, who always questions me because of the exterior values. And it's there. I cannot get rid of it. If I could, I will kick him out and I'll be happy. I'll do whatever I like. But it's there. Right? I remember even the example I brought in for you because you doubted. You said, me? I'm only one person. I said, no, you're not one person, especially you. You lady, you are more than that. Remember that. You forgot. I said, if somebody argues with me that, Why, how dare you to talk about me as a couple of different people? I am one. And say no, especially if you're a lady. You're not one. You are one of 500. Of your mommy, not yours. Because in that moment of conception, 500 of these cells will decide not to be you. And they don't give a damn about you. They go and sleep and they wait and wait and wait. When you're a teenager, they start one by one every month, come out looking for the next generation. And they have nothing to do with you. They're a copy of you. And they're in you. And guess what? You are there for them. Because that's what it is. We are here for next generation, right? So that little cells, who were clever enough not to be you,
And he is in the side. They are the one.
So it's in me. And it was in me, but after a couple of months, because I became mad, all of those were flushed away, like all those 500 million sperm with me. I'm one of them. The rest. So it's like that. We are complicated, and yes, I could see it in me, the one who doesn't like me. I could see it as clear as I see the other one who is in love with me. Whatever I say, whatever I do is correct, and it's always ready to kill to defend me. That's the ego. This is the consciousness. They're both here. And we talked about this complication a lot. We saw the form and the essence. So there is this consciousness. And so in me there are a couple of people, and one of them is consciousness. Means what? That's the guy. Remember? I was created to discover that treasure, which is consciousness. If you want to describe that consciousness to this little boy, the only thing you could say is that the responsible fellow, that's the responsibility, is in me. It's not something forced upon me. Because always we think that the laws and everything is dictated to me. No, consciousness is in me, and it has a lot to do with the feeling, because it works passionately in me. I hope it will work passionately in you as well. Then he talks about the power, how you become active, how you select, and how you suddenly yourself say, oh, again I remember the Shams, oh my lovely Sham. The trick, changing the conversation, bring it in and out, that, okay, I was Shams, and let's go, conversation. Oh, you Hesameddin, you see, these are the tricks that every teacher will use. Oh, Hesameddin, and he will bring it in, and we say, there is that sickness, there is this illness that has no remedy. Let me talk about that. Oh, let me talk about that. The thought. I started with the thought. I started this book with thought, which was, do you remember? The falcon. Buzz. Remember he played with the word? Return and flying and openness of the door and all that. He will go back to that. Let me talk about that buzz again. Because the good eagle is the eagle who comes back to the king. Good thinking is like this. We go back and he will talk about this, going, returning home, returning home. Eagle, blah, blah, blah. And my pages suddenly, you see, normally the pages in this book are like this, right? Suddenly this one will be like this. Because he starts to think this. This, suddenly that eagle will come out and Rumi will get passionate. With a story, say, ha, let me tell you a story, like he did today. Do you remember he said, at the end of this conversation, he said, oh, there is a story which I don't know, it's lie or it's right, but it doesn't matter, it has something in it. Over there, he said, okay, let me tell you this story. Another story is my favorite story in all these enormous books. It's a thirsty fellow sitting on the top of a wall. And when it arrives there, I hope it will be one of those magical nights that somehow I could steal your energy and bring it out. That's my story. So next time, inshallah, we are going to see these couple of pages and look at it. You start with how the king's retainer envied, right? Look at it. One paragraph, that long, which is the story, which doesn't end. And within, he will stop it to bring another story, because this is the essence. That story is the essence of this path. He will give you the essence of this knowledge. He will come back to that, inshallah, next time. For this moment, This is a very, very long paragraph. I think you're not expecting me to read it all.